Last summer, Ruddy Face said in a clipped voice, I drove to Bakersville for the weekly auction. Damn if I didn't blow out a tire on my trailer and nearly kill us all. Shep O'Grady was passing by in his patrol car, his son sitting in the passenger seat. They pulled over and helped me out. And Danny didn't just sit there. He got out of the car, helped line up the spare, and worked on tightening the lug nuts like a fine young man. When I thanked them both, he told me, "No problem, sir," and shook my hand. I don't know what happened in that school, but I wouldn't be too quick to judge a boy or two parents the rest of you have never met. The man at the bar said, Really? That's interesting. 'Cause I heard Danny O'Grady has a nasty temper. Hangs out with the wrong crowd. Trashed his own locker. My client has a son at Bakersville K-8, and he said everyone knew Danny O'Grady was not right in the head. Ruddy Face drew his bushy white brows into a thick, thunderous glare. His friend once more caught his arm. Face it, his friend said in a placating voice. Tragedies like this aren't meant to make sense. Makes me wonder sometimes if each generation don't need a war simply to have a way to vent. You think war makes for better youths? Ruddy Face asked incredulously. The friend shrugged. I remember shooting up Germans and Koreans, but never our schools. That's a load of horseshit, Edgar. I'm just saying, drug addictions and double amputees, that's what you're saying. Yeah, war works wonders for young men. Well, what do you think is going on, Darren? These shootings keep happening. Jesus, how many has it been now? All the men fell silent, even the one at the bar, who was fighting not to grin. Ruddy Face said shortly, I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Edgar snorted. If anything happens, Bakersville doesn't even have a sheriff anymore. I hear that woman's in charge. Officer Lorraine Connor, the man at the bar said, and the bartender eyed him curiously. Edgar nodded. Yeah, that's right. She's taken over the case. God knows she's barely old enough to vote. They also brought in a Fed, the man at the bar offered. Some expert in school shootings. The Fed's got an expert in school shootings? The bartender spoke up for the first time. The man grinned at him. Interesting, isn't it? He said. Now we just have to find out if the man is any good.
This ends Disc 4.